Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be with you, even though it's virtually. In these strange and surreal coronavirus times, it's funny, really, to imagine you all at home. But what a gift live streaming is. I was reflecting with one of my daughters earlier in the week what this would all have looked like 30 years ago, with no internet, none of this, just the phone. So I imagine we're all hugely grateful for today's amazing technology. At the same time, this is a Mothering Sunday like no other, because none of us can actually be with our mothers or grandmothers, grandchildren or children, or families generally. We ourselves were looking forward to at least 4 family visits in the next few weeks, and none of these can now happen. As well as being sad to be separated from those we love, many of us are experiencing real anxiety and fear about the virus itself, about job loss, the loneliness that we may feel in isolation. How will we manage mentally, emotionally, financially? In some ways, this crisis has made orphans of us all. We feel bereft, lamenting the loss of face-to-face contact and the comfort that comes to us through physical proximity. So as we think about this annual church calendar event today, we want to hold out to every one of you listening in or watching the hope and reassurance that God offers us as our Father and through Jesus. What a gift it is to be able to understand who God is by looking at Jesus. Mothering Sunday is always a day of such mixed feelings. It's such a sensitive day. Every human being has had a mother. And among all of you who are listening or watching, there will be those whose mothers have died, those who never knew their mother, those whose experience of being mothered or of mothering was or is full of pain. There'll be those who are foster mothers, those who've adopted children, those who've become surrogate mothers. And there are those who will never become a biological mother, though they long to. And those also whose children have untimely died. And at the same time, there are also those who can genuinely and joyfully celebrate their living mother or peacefully mourn their departed mother. What a diversity and range of emotions and memories are awakened as we focus on mothers together today. So many hopes and fears, as well as many joys. So the first thing I want to say is that God, who is continually pouring out his love on creation and on every human being, is pouring out his love on you today, whatever your unique story of mothering or being mothered may be. You are the beloved. That is the most important thing for you to hear this morning. And we here want to say that as we celebrate this traditional festival and are glad to honour the role of motherhood and think about it a little, we're very aware of these different perspectives. So please know that you're embraced and included, whatever your story. And especially if this day is painful for you, for whatever reason, we want to reach out to you and say, God loves you. And if you'd like to contact us and ask to talk to somebody or ask for prayer, please do, and we'll be so glad to respond. There's lots of stuff out there about the origins of Mothering Sunday. Some say it was an explicitly religious tradition that grew out of people returning to the mother church or cathedral of their region on the fourth Sunday of Lent. And some say it was simply an opportunity for domestic servants to go home and visit their mothers, and therefore fathers and siblings as well if they had them, on that same Sunday. Over time, Mothering Sunday was grafted into the church's calendar. But of course, this year is very, very different from any year, probably since the last war. Today, all our thoughts and feelings about mothers and everyone we love are being experienced through the lens of our coronavirus world, as we wonder what will happen. So what I really want to think about this morning is the aching need that I believe our culture has for parents, for mothers and fathers. In a few moments, we'll look at how the Bible portrays both God and Jesus as mother and father, and also at how Paul presented as a parent, though he was not a biological parent. And then we'll consider how we ourselves can imitate father and son and the Apostle Paul as we respond in the national crisis that we're all experiencing. And we'll also think about how we ourselves can access God's motherly and fatherly love in these challenging times.